The scene is etched into our picture of an American summer. Boys and girls spending the last light of a summer afternoon on the grass of their parents' backyard, imagining hitting that winning home run in the bottom of the ninth in Game 7 of the World Series. For most of us, that dream goes no further than that backyard. But for those like our guest this week, that dream takes them from the Little League diamonds of a small town in Mississippi to stepping up to the plate under the impossibly bright lights and TV cameras of Major League Baseball's All-Star Home Run Derby. This week for Faith Radio, we go on the road to Target Field and welcome alongside our guest, Brian Dozier, the second baseman for the Minnesota Twins. You won't hear a great many professional athletes introduce themselves this way, but he self-describes as a Christian playing baseball for the Minnesota Twins on the side. And Brian, you're having a breakout season offensively and with your defense among the American League leaders in home runs, runs, and more. Did you find some kind of a golden key, Brian, to unlock something special this year, or is it just the product of a long process and lots of practice?
Well, it is obviously a process. That's the reason why they have the minor leagues. And then you go through your rookie struggles and stuff. I did a couple of years ago, and I'd be lying to, if I don't tell you that I did go through my fair share of struggles. And then it's kind of finding out what type of player you are, what type of hitter, and making adjustments along the way. And everything is going all right this year, and hopefully, I continue to try to get better, and there's a lot of room for improvement. So that's my main focus right now.
Understood. Well, you were given the honor of selection to be a participant in the Home Run Derby during All-Star Week. And I just wonder, I mean, standing in the spotlight of 40,000 fans, millions of people watching on television, how do you deal with the nerves?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is, I mean, I've obviously taken a lot of BP in my life. That didn't come as a surprise or anything to me, but I've never taken in front of that many people and the cameras all on you and that kind of thing. So it was nerve-wracking and stuff, but, I have a strong Christian background, and the faith is very strong in myself and family and everything. And I mean, saying a little prayer before I went out there and stuff, just knowing that I'm not there to try to hit as many home runs. It's still trying to go out there and serve the Lord and all I can, and just happen to be on a different stage, and that's what I'm here for, and that kind of carried me through the night, so to speak.
That's awesome. We're talking to Brian Dozier, second baseman for the Minnesota Twins, and I want to ask you more about your faith in just a moment, but the team, the Twins, have had their ups and downs record-wise this year for sure, but a lot of folks who are watching the team closely say there's a certain spark and a certain tenacity to this team that kind of sets it apart from the last several years. Is that something you guys feel in the clubhouse?
Yeah, it is, and we've had our struggles the past couple of years, and we know that, and we recognize that, but we're getting better. That's the main focus, and we still have a few young guys in the clubhouse along with some veteran guys. It's a good mixture of guys in there that can bring a lot of different things to the table, but there is a different kind of spark or whatever. We're not out of it yet. We're still a few games out of the wild card or whatever, a lot of the 60-something games left, and I think we can try to make a run at this. And like I said, we got a lot of blue collar guys that love to win, and that's our main focus. And so we'll see how it goes the second half of the season.
That's right, man. That's a lot of baseball games for sure.
a lot of games.
Okay, so I'm a fan of the team, so I of course know who you are. I cheer for you as a player, but I was really compelled by a Pioneer Press piece that was on a talk you gave in May. In Detroit, where you got up in front of Comerica Park and shared your testimony in front of thousands of people, you were quoted as saying, "That's why I'm here. That's what I'm here for. I'm not here to play baseball." Can you explain where that comes from?
Well, I grew up in a Christian home, and very blessed to have parents that pushed me and with my faith and all that kind of stuff. But you have to know, when you're ready to be saved, and you know that and stuff, and mine was at the age of 10, and it's just, baseball is a game of failure, and there's so many things, ups and downs throughout the game and stuff, but one thing that's for certain that is your relationship with the Lord, and that's my main focus. Until I finally realized that, actually, really, to be honest with you, a few years ago, being on the big stage, so to speak, in the big leagues with all the spotlight and all that kind of stuff, and what better way to glorify my Father in heaven on such a big stage and stuff. And I, that's why I'm here on this earth. I'm not, you hear people, I'm born to play the game of baseball, born to do this. And yes, that's my job, but that's not why I'm here on this earth. And, you know, God specifically tells us to go and make disciples and teach others about him and stuff, to bring others closer to him. And that's what I'm here for. And I just happened to do some, play some Major League Baseball on the side. But I had the opportunity in Detroit to speak to 10 or 12,000 people at the stadium before a game and stuff about my faith. And anytime I get a chance and opportunity to do that, to share that, I never turn it down, because, like I said, that's the reason I'm here, to share my faith and my testimony and stuff with other people, and just happen to go play a game, kids game at night. So
we're talking with Brian Dozier, second baseman for the Minnesota Twins. You mentioned failure, and it's the thing that fascinates me, I think, more than anything else about a professional athlete like yourself, and especially in baseball. If you have a great season, Brian, you fail to get a hit 65 to 70% of the time. How do you let it go after those failures?
I think it's a lot easier for myself and the guys that do know the Lord. And I'm being all honest with you that it is one of those things that we do deal with so much failure in this game. Like I said, that we go through slumps and everything, where it just seems like all the time, you know, you're always failing. But those that can deal with the failure and stuff, the ones that succeed. And one of the biggest things with me is my faith of dealing with the failure. And if I can, you know, once I really realized that why I'm here, and even though I love this game so much and I put a lot of time and effort to try and to be the best I possibly can, at the end of the day, if I feel something, or if God tells me I'm not supposed to play baseball anymore to serve him, then I'm all for it, to be honest with you. And once I finally realized that no matter what, at the end of the day, if I go 0 for 4 with a few strikeouts or make an error or something, and in some way I impacted someone else's life and someone else's faith and their road to salvation with God, then that's a win for me. So that's my main focus.
Now, so many of us as Christians, you know, we're searching for specific ways to live out our faith in our daily lives. And I'm wondering, in the career that you are, which is a bit unusual for the normal American human being, what opportunities does your unique vocation give you to do that? And also, what are some of the special, unique challenges that you face?
Being in Minneapolis and stuff, and it's a great community, and me and my wife, we love it here. And just to be able to interact with so many people on such a daily basis, and my wife included, with the WISE organization and the things they do with around the community and stuff, it's just a blessing for us to be able to interact with so many people. And like I said, at the end of the day, it's all about making an impact in someone else's life and their road to salvation with God. And so that's basically our main focus. And you know, we have so many things throughout the course of our life, and we took a mission trip last year to Nicaragua. This year we're going back to kind of share our faith and help do some stuff around our community as well. And just to have those opportunities and chances to do those types of things, it's just a blessing for us. So we're always excited about that.
That's amazing. What was it like to go to Nicaragua? I know that in Latin America, baseball is such a huge thing. How did they encounter you as a Major League Baseball player?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Me and my wife got married in January, and so the November before, we kind of wanted to do it before we got married, or my first mission trip. She's been on a few.
Okay.
And we did it with Amigos for Christ organization out of Atlanta, Georgia. We kind of just wanted to go, not telling anybody like my profession or anything like that, but at the same time, we went with a bunch of high school kids that were huge baseball fans, so that didn't last very long. But it really was cool. We're going to try to make it a yearly thing. We basically dug wells for clean water systems for communities in Nicaragua, and also having a chance to share our faith with them, and hopefully, like I said, try to impact somebody's life on their walk with God. And that's our main focus. And so we're going to try to make it a yearly thing. We're blessed to have done it, and hopefully continue to do it. So.
Hey, that's amazing. Well, we want to be respectful of your time, so I'll let you go in just a moment. But Brian Dozier, second baseman of the Minnesota Twins, is with us. I wonder, the journey started for you, I believe, in Fulton, Mississippi. Did you ever imagine it would end up in a Major League Baseball ballpark?
Well, I'll tell you this. I come from a small town, 3,000 to 4,000 people, and it's kind of one of those towns. Everyone knows everybody, and everyone's kind of, you know, it's like one big family, kind of, so to speak. But it's when I was in second grade, I had a journal and for my second grade classroom, and we had to answer a question. And one of the questions: what do you want to do when you grow up? And when I was in second grade, I had number one. I wanted to play shortstop for the Atlanta Braves. And number two was I wanted to ride on the back of a garbage truck and be a garbage man. That was kind of my two things that I loved to do, to be honest with you. So needless to say, one of them has worked out. And but not for the Braves, for the Twins, which is also another classy organization. So I think from a young age that I wanted to play professional baseball, and wherever it was at the time, it was with the Braves. But now you get to realize, you know, wherever you can fit, the best thing for you. And it's been a blessing ever since then.
Well, second baseman Brian Dozier of the Minnesota Twins, you had a lot of fans before, and I think those who hear this interview will be even bigger fans than when they came in. Thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
And our thanks to Brian Dozier and the Minnesota Twins for the chance to chat with Brian on this week's On the Road. If you enjoyed what you heard in this broadcast, you can find much, much more like it when you visit myfaithradio.com. Just look for On the Road. Until next time, God bless. We'll see you soon.